Hi everybody, welcome to Eco Chic. My name is Laura. I'm a graduate student studying climate science. This podcast is all about practical science and sustainability. It's a really awesome space to share a lot of things I take for granted, like general climate change education or personal sustainability efforts, things that are not necessarily common knowledge, but totally should be. We're going to be talking about climate change from a whole bunch of different angles, but also just personal tips on how to be a more responsible citizen of the planet. Last week's episode was all about microplastics. That was really cool because we don't really talk a lot about litter we can't necessarily see super obviously. I got into the types of microplastics and also how microplastics are affecting our oceans. I grew up in South Florida in and on the water, so that's really a subject near and dear to me. Today, we are talking about compost. I really wanted to do this episode because a couple weeks ago on my Instagram stories, I held a little poll and asked if anyone composted. And I think of the like 60 people that responded, only two said that yes, they do indeed compost. Composting is by no means a new practice when it comes to sustainability, but I think it's just something that we don't actively discuss enough. So what actually is compost? Compost is just decomposed organic material. Organic here just means it was alive at some point. So that could be leaves, wood chips, any and all food, any produce scraps, eggshells, anything that's a little wilted, past its prime, leftovers you might otherwise throw away. Letting these organic materials break down naturally creates some really awesome, nutritious fertilizer. It's the best way to make our soils healthier. There are a couple of exceptions. It's recommended that you don't compost any citrus peels, like oranges or lemons, just because citrus has some natural chemicals plus their acidity, and that makes it hard for worms and other decomposers to actually live in your compost pile. Citrus peels, for that reason, are actually really awesome in homemade cleaning products, but that's another discussion. You also shouldn't be composting any animal products like meat scraps or milk products, so like cheese and yogurt. They will decompose, but the smells are obviously super attractive to pests like mice and raccoons. So things that are important to our ecosystems, but animals that you don't really want hanging out in unnaturally large groups in your neighborhood. Also, the stickers on produce are really easily missed and actually are the largest source of compost contamination at a lot of large-scale operations. All right, so now that we have established what compost is, let's talk about why compost is important. They say that in America, about 25% of our trash on average is food waste. That's wild. Think about that. A fourth of what you're sending to the landfill doesn't actually have to go there. In order for food to decompose naturally, there needs to be oxygen and bacteria available. Obviously, in a closed trash bag piled under a landfill, this can't happen. So instead, food in landfills generate methane. Methane is a greenhouse gas that is actually over 20 times more harmful to the atmosphere than CO2. Methane is a gas that is super good at trapping heat and warming our Earth, more so than the waste from like burning coal or any other similar battle that we're fighting when it comes against climate change. The United States EPA estimates that landfills actually account for about 34% of all of our country's methane emissions. Now, I do want to go a little bit off topic to mention that there are some really cool innovations in the way of landfill gas treatment. There are a lot of waste-to-energy initiatives popping up. They're really popular all around Europe, where countries essentially are burning their trash to generate energy. There is also some work being done to harness landfill methane for energy. As trash decomposes, the methane rises to the top of the landfill, and there it can be collected into pipes and then burned, either to produce heat or generate electricity. Right now, there is a really big project capturing methane from landfills in Toronto, Canada, and in New York, New Jersey, landfill methane actually contributes more to the area's power grid than solar power. But let's get back to compost. Composting your food is a much more efficient way to ensure that you are decreasing your impact on our atmospheric warming than waiting around for a methane capture project to get funded in your area. Let's talk about how you can set up a compost system at home. It's actually really, really easy. You can purchase just a standard bin to hold your scraps and organic garden matter. So that would be like dirt and yard trimmings, things like that. You want your bin covered, so it should have a lid or a tarp over top of it. So covering it will actually keep in moisture, and that allows decomposing bacteria to really get the job done of breaking down your food waste. After about 12 months, you'll have your first batch of compost. So at this point, it is a really nutrient-rich, super effective replacement for commercial fertilizers. You could also purchase a compost bin that turns, so it just has a handle, and this will speed up the decomposition process, and you'll have your compost fertilizer in like half the time. You can just mix this compost into your potting soil or sprinkle it along the top layers of your yard or your garden. Compost does not create any runoff from your yard, and it does not pollute any groundwater or stream systems. If that's your concern, the commercial fertilizers we buy at big box home improvement stores are 1,000 times more damaging to the environment. If you don't have a backyard though, that totally does not mean that you're not able to compost. I live in an apartment and I don't have my own composting system. Instead, I have a container where I put my food scraps while I cook, and then I just freeze those scraps. Nothing smells bad. I think there's a big misconception that compost always smells bad. It totally doesn't. I take my compost to my local co-op and they have an outdoor composting system. A lot of farmers markets also have collection bins. Like, I know this is really common in New York City and in Los Angeles because the farmers can actually bring the materials back to their farms and use that compost fertilizer. So you just save your scrap in a freezer bin like I do and drop it off at the market on Sunday morning or whenever it is that you're going. There's also a lot of compost pickup companies popping up all over the country. You pay a small fee and your compost is picked up either every week or every other week. You set your schedule based on how much food waste you're producing. I recently met the owner of one of these kinds of companies down in Phoenix, and I believe the cost was $10 a month, and there was 2 pickups a month included in that $10 fee. These compost pickup companies are actually a lot more common than you'd probably think. If you're willing to pay for a service like this, it's really easy to just Google your city plus compost pickup. I also have some friends who compost just in their backyards or have family farms that can use the compost. If you're not really feeling like collecting your scraps in a bin, you could in theory just like dump your food scraps on grass and it would actually eventually decompose and create its fertilizer. It would obviously take a lot longer than those 12-month period because you don't have the moisture keeping up your bacteria, but just goes to show you like nature has a way. It's not really a big deal to invest or anything in this sort of system. We've talked in earlier episodes of this podcast about the impacts of trash, and also on the coffee episode, we briefly discussed the importance of soils to sequester carbon. Composting is a really great way to meet both of these goals without changing your habits very much. You will decrease the amount of trash that you're sending to a landfill pretty significantly, and you're also helping our soils become healthier. There has been some studies recently that suggest the most recent atmospheric warming could definitely be offset by just allowing our carbon sinks to get back to their prime health. So this would be just like our soils and our forests that are generally very depleted of their crucial nutrients from our aggressive agricultural techniques. Our planet is definitely capable of bouncing back from the atmospheric damage that our societies have caused. Composting is just one way we can help our atmosphere help itself. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Once we start thinking about waste, it's really interesting to learn in what areas we can actually make an easy switch for a significant impact. I know that for myself, once I started reducing my single-use products, my plastic, almost all of my trash was food waste, and it's really awesome to know that that trash does not have to be landfill-bound. I will have references and other information linked in the show notes and also on my website, lauraedias.com. So that's a place where I like to write a little bit more in depth about some specific topics like nuclear energy, things like that, and also just some recaps and advice on travel experiences. So this past week, I wrote about weekend trips to Zion National Park. If you enjoyed this episode on composting, please let me know. I love hearing feedback. If there is a topic you'd like to hear more in depth about, I'm always really happy to chat either about science or sustainability or whatever it is that you're interested in. Feel free to slide into my DMs. My Instagram is at lauraedias, and that's usually the easiest way to get in contact with me. You can also shoot me an email, laura@lauraedias.com, or via the contact page on that website. I also have a Facebook page now, which is kind of exciting, so there is a lot of ways for us to chat. As always, thank you so, so much for listening. Thanks for the support and good vibes, sharing this with your friends, rating, etc. I hope you have a really awesome day. Bye.